The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Chayei Sora. We know from the Chazal and the sages that Avraham Avinu was known as the Amud HaChesed, the pillar of loving kindness. In fact, he taught Chesed, generosity, to the world. Chesed Lavron, Titein Chesed Lavron. And the sources are from a number of places in the Torah. For example, last week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayiro, the beginning of Vayiro, we have the Udda, we have the story, the episode of the three Malochim, angels that came disguised as Orchim, as wayfarers, and there we see the way Abraham took care of them. And the Gemara in Bava Metzi learns out many dini, many alochas, many laws in regards to chesed and achnosis Orchim. Another source we have in, again in Parshas Vayiro, in last week's Sedra, Perek Chof Aleph, Posuk Lamed Gimel, where it states, Vayita Eshel Bever Shova, that he planted or he established an Eshel in Be'er Shova. Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Ke'el Olam, and there he called out the name of Hashem, the God of the world. The Gemara tells us, Rashi brings from the Gemara in Masechta Seita, Daf Yud, that what did he make? Chad Omar Ravun Shmuel, Chad Omar Pardes, Lohavi Mimena Pedis Lohorchi Yisuda. He planted a great orchard, so wayfarers would have what to eat. He'll have a source from there, how to feed them. The Chad Omar Pundik. Another say that actually it was a hotel. Lachsanya. Ubei Kol Mine Peres. It was a hotel, a lodging place. And this he did for Achnosis Orchim. He didn't do it for Kamras, not for personal profit, but just that wayfarers should have a place to lodge. Darshan Eshel Aleph Shin Lamed Achil Shtia and Levaya, that he would give them there to eat and to drink, and then he would escort them on their way on the next day. We also know from our Chazal, from our sages, that Abraham also was the Amud HaZrizus. He was the pillar when it came to Zrizus. Zrizus means enthusiasm, doing something with all of your strength, with speed, and with vitality. One of the sources that we have on that is the Gemara in the first parak in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, "It's a brayso kol hayom kula kosher lemila." When it comes to the eighth day, then there's the mitzvah of mila, circumcision. When must you do it? During the eighth day? It states, "Kol hayom." Kula kosher lemila. You can do it any time during the eighth day, from after daybreak until nighttime. Ela shezrizi magdimin lemitzvah. But it's a special hidur. It shows a special endearment to the mitzvahs if you do it first thing in the morning, because of zrizus, that when you do a mitzvah, you shouldn't wait. You shouldn't delay it. As soon as the time comes, we should try to fulfill it. Where do we learn this from? Moses says we learn this from Abraham. Diksiva Yashkim Abraham Baboker, by the Akedah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham to go and take his son Yitzchok and sacrifice him. This was in last week's Sedra. So it states, Vayashkim Abraham Baboker. The next morning Abraham got up. Vayashkim means early, at daybreak, and he started to prepare. He did not delay it. And we find also
in last week's Sedra, Vayira, Chav Beis Pasuk Gimel. No, this was Chav Beis Pasuk Gimel, but in New Test Chav Zayin. Again, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Elamokam Asherom Matshomis Bnei Hashem, that when he had his old dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Sodom Vamora, and the next morning Avram wanted to see what was happening, and he wanted to go be mispalal perhaps, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu some more. It states again, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, he got up immediately in the morning. The word Vayashkim means early. The Targum in both places translates this as Vayakdem, Hakdoma. The same we find when it came to Avram's Bris Milah. Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded him to circumcise himself and Yishmael. This was at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. It states right at the end there, Vayechal Ledaber Itay Vayal Hashem Eyal Avraham. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu concluded to speak with him and he left Avraham, immediately it says, Vayikach Avraham es Yishmael b'nai. Avraham took Yishmael b'nai Beisai and all of the servants of his house, and on that very day, be'etzem ayom azeh, he didn't delay it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it, to circumcise. That day he did it. We also find, if we examine the parsha of the Gimel Malochim, the three angels that came, we find five times in that parsha does it use Eloshin Zizus. It states, Vayoratz Likrosom, when he saw three people coming, see, he ran to meet them. This is in the beginning of Vayera. Then a second time, he said, By Mayer Avraham. Avraham hurried to the tent, to Sora. By Yomim Mahari, and he told Sora, quickly, make bread. That was the third time. Then it states, Alabokarots. Avraham ran to the herd, a fourth time. Then by Yitain Alanar, he gave him the animal. Then by Mayer, a fifth time, he hurriedly prepared the food. Five times, as it mentioned, with the description of Zrizus, that what Avraham did, he did with great enthusiasm and with great keach, with great strength and with great speed in the parsha of the Malachim. So we have also a pillar of Zrizus that we learn from Avraham Avinu. Coincidentally, well, perhaps it's not just a coincidence, in our parsha, when Eliezer came to test Rivka, we also find these two great pillars, the pillar of Gemilas Chesed, generosity, and the pillar of Zrizus. Eliezer came to the well, and he said, this is in Ar Parsha Perichov Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. Hine Hanoichi Nitzav Alein Amoyim. I am standing here by the well. V'neisan Shia Yetzis Lishay Moyim. The daughters of the city are coming to draw water. V'hine Anara Asherema Aleho. And the young girl, then I will say to her, Hantit No Kadeich Ve'eshteh. Please, give me from your jug of water that I can drink, for Omra Shisei, and she will say, drink. So, and this is what happened, that he came and he said, Agmini no miat mai mikadef, atome Shisei Adoni. He said, please give me some of your water. And she said, Shisei Adoni, drink my master, drink my lord. So he tested her with Gemilas Chesed, and she fulfilled the test. She passed the test with Gemilas Chesed. And then we find also, well, the fact is, this was not just any test. Rashi brings that he said, when he said that this one, Osa Hechachta Labdechale Yitzchok, this one will be proven that she's the right one for your servant Yitzchok. Rashi brings that he tested her specifically with Gemilas Chesed. Ruhi hi lei shetei Gemilas Chasodim hu kedai likonis bebeisu shel Avram. She has to come into the house of Avraham, and the house of Avraham was the house of Chesed, so she has to have this great Milah. But then we also see Zrizus. We see three times in the Parsha, as it mentioned by Rivka, this Zrizus. It states, "Batomer shesei Adoni," she said, "Drink, my Lord." "Batmaher vatorit kado al yoder," and she hurriedly brought a jug of water down to give him. Then she said, "Vat chalash kaisai," he finished to drink, and she said, "Gam legmalecha eshov," I will also give to your camels. "Batmaher," and she hurriedly vatar kado al ashekes. She hurriedly went and to fill up her jug again. "Vatorats od ala be'elishayv," and then a third time, does it say, she ran a second time to the well to draw. "Vatishav lechol gemalov," and she drew water for all of her camels. So here three times does it use the words hurriedly, quickly, loshen zrizus, by Rivka. There's another great pillar that we find by Avraham Avinu, which he was known for, singled out for, and that is the Milah of Torah and Harbotzes Torah, of his study of Torah and his teaching of Torah, until it came to the level of almost Ein Gvul, without any limitations or boundaries. Where do we see that? Well, again, a number of places. In Ad Parsha, in Perechov Dalet, it states, "V'Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim." Avraham was old, getting on in his days, so it calls him a Zokein. Then in the next Posuk, it states, "V'Yom Avram El Abdei Zekan Beisoy." Avram called to his servant, this was Eliezer, Zekan Beisoy, the elder of his house, so it refers to Eliezer also as a Zokein. And it states, "Hameishu B'Cholai Shelai," who ruled over everything that belonged to him. Now the Gemara in Masechta Yuma comments on this. The Gemara says, this is a Gemara in Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. Avraham Avinu Zokein V'yeshe B'yeshiva Hoyo. Avraham Avinu, when it says he's a Zokein, there are different interpretations in this pasuk, but the Gemara here is Darshanin, doesn't mean he was old, but it means Zokein also means Eshekono Chochma, he was wise. He was full of wisdom, and he was a Yeshe B'yeshiva. And he conducted a yeshiva. Shenemar, as it states, "V'Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim." Then it goes further, and it tells us Eliezer, Eved Avraham, his servant Eliezer, also was a Zokein, was full of wisdom, V'yeshe B'yeshiva Hoya, and conducted a yeshiva. As it states, "V'Yom Avraham El Abdei Zekan Beisoy," quotes from our posuk. Then it states, "Hameishel B'chol Asheloi," what does it mean? That he ruled over everything that Avraham had, Omer Ablezer, Shemeshel B'Tevis Rabbi. That not only was he a supervisor over the material acquisitions of Avraham, which were many, but also over his Torah acquisitions. Eliezer knew a great deal of Avraham's Torah, and he was able to teach it. Then it states, this is not from our Sedra, this is from one of the previous Sedras, "Hu Damesek Eliezer." It calls him Damesek Eliezer. What does that mean? Omer Ablezer, so the Gemara Darshan's Damesek is from two words, Dole to draw umashke, and to give to drink. This is what he was called. See, there's different interpretations in that word, but here the Gemara is darshaning shedole umashke. He would draw miteirosei shel rabbi. He would draw from the Torah of his Rebbe, of Abraham, umashke la'achirim, and give to drink to others. So we see that Abraham was very, very wise and a great Rosh Yeshiva. And he was such a great Rosh Yeshiva that even his servant was a Rosh Yeshiva. How wise was Abraham? The Gemara carries out. The Gemara says, now it bases it on a posuk, which we have at the end of in next week's sefer, Parshas Todos. Parshas Todos. In Perchov Vov, Posuk Hey, it states, Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchok that I am going to keep my covenant with you because your father Avraham listened, Bekeli, he listened to my voice, by Yishmar, and he guarded Mishmarti, he guarded all of my commandments, Mitzvaysai, Chukesai, Visorosoi. He did all of this. He guarded all of the Mishmati, the Mitzvahs, the Chukim, and my Torahs. So what does that mean? The Gemara darshins, just how wise was Avraham? Omarav kaim Avraham avinu kol ha-Torah kula. Avraham had fulfilled all of the Torah. In other words, he studied all of the Torah, and he fulfilled all of the Torah. And it says as this posuk, Ekev asher shama Avraham, and so forth. And then the Gemara says a little further, Omar Rova v'itema Ravashi kaim Avraham avinu afilu eiruve tafshilin. Not only did Avraham, see, the Gemara says maybe he only fulfilled 7 mitzvahs. The Gemara says no, he fulfilled all 613 mitzvahs before they were given at Sinai. Then the Gemara says even further, not only did he fulfill all of the 613 mitzvahs min haTorah, but all of the mitzvahs that the Rabbonim were going to be machadish, that we're going to introduce. Afilo eruvei tafshilin, even ervin. Ervin is the halachos, for example, if Shabbos comes out after the day after Yontif. Yontif is Erev Shabbos, so now you have to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. So the Chachomim said we have to make a certain eruv tafshilin, we have to set aside some food before Yontif. These were all from the Takonos, from that Shlema Melech, King Solomon, and his court introduced Erevin. Abraham fulfilled even that. As it states, Shinemar Torah Soi, it says Torahs in plural. Achas Teirah Shebiksav, Achas Teirah Shebapeh. Abraham fulfilled the written law and even the oral law. Now, where did Abraham know all of this? It states that this Abraham was able to learn on his own, that he studied Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah, and he fulfilled Kol HaTorah Kula Kedem Shenitna, before it was given. But it doesn't end with that. He taught it, and this is why it states he was a Zokin Yeshiv Yeshiva. And we see that he wasn't just a regular teacher. He was a gigantic teacher. The Gemara that we quoted before from Masechta Sota, the Gemara brings on Vayita Eshel, it says Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, there he called to the name of Hashem. Omar Ishlokish Al Tikra Vayikra El Vayakri Melamed sheikri Avraham Avinu Lishmei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'peah Kol Eiv V'Shov. He caused the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be called out to by all of the people that came to him. Ketzad, for example, L'achi Sho'achlu V'Shosu, after they would come to his pundit, they would come to his lodging place, and they would eat and drink. Omdu Levorchu. So So they would stand up and give a bracha, give a blessing to Abraham. Omer lehem v'chi mishali achaltem, mishal elekei olam achaltem. You didn't eat from mine, you ate from the food of the creator of the world. Hodu v'shibchu uborchu l'mi sho'omar v'hoya elam. It is he that you must bless. So he caused the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be known by people. Rashi brings on this pasuk. Rashi says, Al yidei ose esho nikro shmei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu eleika lechol ha'olam. It was through this that he taught the entire world the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because after they would eat and drink, he would tell them, don't thank me, thank he who created the world. And this is the way he would teach them about the creation. And then also we have, this is in the beginning of Vayera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I cannot conceal my plans to destroy Shdeim V'Amorah from Abraham. This is Vayera Yudches, Posuk Yudches. Ki yadati v'leman asher yitzav es bonav u'beise achrov. Because I know, ki yadati means I have chosen. I have brought Abraham close. Why have I brought Abraham close more than anyone else? Because l'man asher yitzav es bonav u'beise achrov. Because he is the one who has instructed and commanded and taught his children and his household after him, lishmor, to guard the derech Hashem, to guard the way of Hashem. Now, lasei stoko mishpot, and to do justice in stoko. Now, what are we saying here? That no one else was able to guarantee this to the generations, not Adam HaRishon and not Noach. But Abraham was able to, he was a great mechanech, he was a great educator. He was able to educate and he was able to guarantee this to the generations, to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is why I have brought Abraham, I have chosen Abraham amongst all of the people. And then we have also, in the beginning of Lech Lecha, when Abraham and Sarah left their land, it states they took with them all of their possessions, v'sanefesh asher osu b'choron, and the people they made in Choron. What does that mean? The Targum says, the shabida l'araiso, yas nafshosono, the shabida l'araiso, those people that they brought close to Torah. And why does it call they made them? There's actually two chazals on this one. Chazal says, kolam alamed, ben chaveri teirik il yolde. That if you teach someone Torah, it's as if you are giving birth to him. And there's another chazal in the Midrash Rabbah that brings kolam agayer odom. If you magayer someone, ki ilu yoldo, it's as if you gave birth to them. And Abraham came and brought all of these people. He didn't teach them the 613 mitzvahs, but he taught them the 7 mitzvahs that they were obligated in. He brought and he made them leave Aved Zorah idolatry. Therefore, he and Sarah were known as the great Marbitzei Torah, those of spreading Torah in the world. Now, is there perhaps some link between these great pillars which we mentioned? This was the Amud HaChesed, the pillar of Chesed and generosity, and the Amud and the pillar of Zrizus, and the pillar of Torah. Is there some link, or is it just three areas that he excelled in? There is a link. But before that, make two other observations. In the beginning of last week's Sefer Parshas Vayera, it states that Abraham was sitting in the front of his tent, and he was getting healed from the Mila, from the circumcision, Kechem Hayom, in the heat of day. And the Chazal want to know why the Torah specify kechom hayom, the heat of day. Then you could say also, because what does the Torah have to tell us kechom hayom, the heat of day? But also there's another reason, because this took place during Pesach. The Malachim came on Pesach. And Pesach, the Gemara says, is a time when it's not cold and it's not hot. Springtime. So why was it kechem hayom, in the heat of the day? So the Chazal say the reason why it was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it especially hot that day. Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chama min atikor, Rashi brings the Gemara bo Metzia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its protective covering to make it exceedingly hot that day, in order that it was so hot people shouldn't travel. And if people won't travel, then they won't bother Abraham, and then Abraham will be able to rest and recuperate from his operation. Aye, but we see that the people did come. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that his plans were not working, because instead of Abraham getting the rest, he was getting very upset and frustrated, because there were no malachim, there were no orchim coming. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that, so he had to bring guests, he had to bring wayfarers. Therefore he brought these three people that looked like angels. So she says Abraham was mitztayer, Abraham was upset and frustrated from the fact that no orchim were coming. Now, this does not seem to be a proper reaction. I can understand that if there's a job to be done, you have to do it. If there are people that need a place to sleep, you must give them a place to sleep. They need to eat, you must give them something to eat. But if there's no one that needs a place to sleep or to eat, so then what are you so upset with? It's not necessary. And still we see Abraham was upset. That's one question. A second question is that when Eliezer here tested Rivka, if we look closely into the Pshukim, he tested her twice, not once. He said as follows. This is in the Chof Dalet, Pasuk, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. He said, I'm standing by the well, and the girls of the city are coming to draw water. And the young girl that I will say to her, Hatik no kadech ve'eshter, tip your jug, please, so I can drink. And she will say ve'omro, shesay, drink. And she will also say ve'gam gemalecha ashker, and also I will give to your camels, eisei echach talav dechal Yitzchok. Then this is the one that shall be chosen for Yitzchok. And then I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made me succeed in my journey. So he gave it two tests. The one that I will say to, can I have some of your water? And she will say, yes, drink, my lord. And then she will say, and I will also give to your camels. That's the one. So he had two tests for her. What happened? As soon as he finished saying this, Rivka came out. And she was a very, very, Anara Thomas Mareme Ode. She was a very, very beautiful young lady. And he ran to her and he said, Agbini no mi'atmai mikadeh. Give me a little water from your jug. And she said, Vatome, shese adoni, drink, my lord. And she went and she gave him to drink. Vatechalash koso. And when he finished to drink, she finished to give him drink. Vatome, she said, Gam lig malecha eshov. I will also give to drink to your camels, Arim kilo lishtas, until they finish drinking. But maher, so she ran again back to the well, and she ran a second time and a third time, lishayv, to draw water until she gave drink to all of the camels. So he tested her with two tests, and she passed both tests. The question, why was this necessary, the two tests? Why isn't it sufficient one? Incidentally, you should realize that this is not a simple test. Generally speaking, a strange man comes. She had never seen him. She was a young girl. a strange man comes with 10 donkeys, with 10 camels, and he asks her for a little water. I mean, she could have said, look, I don't know you, I'm not giving you any water, I'm not going to speak to you. But it's enough that she gave him water. But now she sees he's got 10 big camels there. A camel is big. A camel drinks a lot of water. And she says, wait, I'll give to your camels also, to the 10 camels. And then she goes to the well to fill up until Ad Kilu Lishtais, until all of the camels had finished drinking. And she never saw this man before at all. See, so this was not a simple everyday episode, everyday happening. But still, he tested her twice. Why was that necessary? Now, to understand all of this, we have to understand, firstly, what is the Ma'alas HaChesed? What is this quality of Chesed, which actually is perhaps the greatest level of all of the Midas HaTovas, of all of the good qualities? The crown of the good qualities. And the Maral explains, he refers to Chesed as the Tev HaGomor, the ultimate and perfect goodness. What does this mean? Firstly, he says, there cannot be anything lacking in it. You want to do good for someone else, there has to be a total goodness, goodness in its totality, that lacks nothing. Not like the Umes Olam, the nations of the world, which our Chazal, our sages say, their chesed le'umim, chatos, their chesed is sinful. Now, chatos doesn't only mean sin, it also means chosar, is lacking. They're telling us that when the nations of the world do good to someone else, it's not chesed, it's lacking. Why? Because they're doing it to get something in return. This is what is known as foreign aid. A government gives foreign aid to another country, there's a reason for it. It's like they'll tell you, it has to be within our interests. They give a foreign aid to another country because what they can get in return, in trade, or in military pacts, or to build up another country, that it'll be good in their interests. Government acts always in the interests of their country. Or lispa'er. Many times the goyim will give the ispa'er, as it's called, the court of public opinion. So this is the opposite of giving. This is taking, not giving. If you give, to take something in return. This is just a way of receiving. And therefore, that's why the Chazal say, Chesed le'umim katos, that when the nations of the world, when the goyim do chesed, you should know it's lacking. It's not a total giving. It's I give you this and you give me that. See? And that's not chesed. Chesed has to be a generosity in totality, where it lacks nothing in the area of its goodness. Now, secondly, it has to be, in order to be this ultimate goodness in totality, it has to be where the one is giving it purely for the sake of giving, purely for the sake of being generous, not for any ulterior motives like we mentioned, or not because there are exterior motives which are forcing him or obligating him to give, because then also it will lack in the ultimate of the totality of the goodness. This is what the Maral consistently says, it's the Tov HaGomor, the ultimate in goodness that is not lacking. Not that you're giving in order to receive something in return, or in order that to get some benefit or mileage out of it, or not that I'm giving because there are external forces that obligate me to give. That also causes it. But you're giving only because you want to do goodness to the other person. This is what chesed is. This is why we have, for example, the level of dinu mishpat, which is a very, very great level. This is justice. Justice dictates that what belongs to Reuben belongs to Reuben. And I must give it back to him. I cannot take it. Now that's a requirement. But that's not chesed. You give to Reuben what belongs to him. That's not the ultimate of goodness. That means you're not a thief. It doesn't mean that you're a chosid. The word chosid comes from the word chesed. The fact is, what is chosid? Chosid, the Gemara says, is when you go lifnim mishur hadin. Not when I give to Reuben what belongs to Reuben. That's deen, that's justice. That's required. That's not doing goodness to him. I can't say I did a wonderful favor for him that I didn't steal from him. But when chesed, chosid, midas chasidus, is when you give to Reuben what does not belong to Reuben. For example, if you have something which according to the law you can keep, belongs to you, and still I say, no, here, you take it, I give it to Reuben, well, that's midas chasidus. Because there, I'm not giving it back to him because it's his, it's mine, but I want to do good for him. We have tzedakah. Tzedakah is from the greatest milas attributes and mitzvahs, but even that is not chesed in its totality, because tzedakah is when you help someone who is in need. It's generous, it's generosity, but still there are external motivations for it. There's the motivation of rachamim, where you have compassion on him. There's the motivation of also justice. Perhaps it's not so just that he should not have what to eat and I have so much and I can help him. So it's a great level, but it's not chesed. You can give tzedakah with midas ha-chesed. In other words, you're giving tzedakah, but you're giving it with a total goodness. For example, it states HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalkel chayim b'chesed. He gives us parnosa. Even though if he gives us parnosa, that would be compassion, otherwise we wouldn't have what to eat, but he gives it from the aspect of chesed. Or for example, the Rambam brings that one of the highest levels of tzedakah is to give before the person asks. Don't wait for him to ask, but give before he asks. But still, that's not chesed at its greatest level. Chesed at its greatest level is when you give even though the situation does not obligate you to give. So why are you giving then? Because you want to share goodness with the other person. This is what's called avas chesed. This is motivated by a love for the other person. If one wants to see what is chesed, then he has to examine the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this world he built from chesed. Now, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give? Does he give because he wants something in return? Does he give because the situation requires it? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give because he is the ultimate of goodness, and the ultimate of goodness is something that must have no limitations, and therefore he wants to share that goodness with others. The fact is, it states he created the world in order to do chesed, to do goodness to the people. Now there was no need for that because there was no people, so what do you have to do goodness to them for? This is like by Abraham, if there was no Orchim, so what are you worried about? He created people in order to share his goodness with them. So if one wants to know what is chesed, then he has to look at the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why the sages refer to chesed as chinam. chesed you do for someone else, not because of reasons, of good logical reasons. That's stoker, that's rachamim. But chesed you do chinam. That's why the Chazal say, the sages say, what is the difference between chesed and stoker? It says stoker is laniyim. Stoker you can only give to the poor. You can't give charity to the wealthy. Chesed is bein laniyim, bein lashir. Generosity, goodness, that you can share even with the wealthy. They don't need charity, but they need goodness. Or it says, for example, stokers lachayim. Stoker you can only give to the living. You can't give stoker to the dead. Chesed, you can do with the living or the dead. This is what is known as the chesed shalemus. It's a chesed which you can never get anything in return for. This is also why the Gemara brings in Masechta Shabbos in the first parak. We see a contradictory halacha. It says, "Anesin matona lechavera itzorach leediyah." If you give a gift to your friend, you must tell him who is giving it. And this is contradictory to tzedakah. It states when you give tzedakah, one of the greatest attributes is to give it secretly, so he doesn't know who he's receiving it from. But the answer is simple. If you're giving tzedakah, that's not, you're not giving charity as an eis avo, as a sign of friendship and love. You're giving charity to fulfill a certain need. So if you can fulfill the need without him knowing it, it's better. He's not embarrassed. But when you give a gift to a friend, what's the purpose? The gift that you give to a friend, that you give as a sign of friendship. If he doesn't know who it's coming from, you just lost the purpose of the gift. The value of the gift is not necessarily in the gift. It's given in the oath, in the sign of friendship, in the sign that you want to share your goodness with him. Excuse me. The Vilna Gaon writes, and I believe the Malbim also says this, in Yeshua, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, when the angels came, excuse me, when the spies that Yeshua sent into the land, he sent them to Yericho, to Jericho, and they came to the house of Rochav, and then the soldiers came, they heard they were there, so she saved their lives, she hid them on the roof. Then after the soldiers left, so she said to them, Ki osisi mochem chesed vasisem gamatem im beis ovi chesed. I have done for you chesed. I would like that you should do chesed for me in return and to my father's house. And when your soldiers invade the land and destroy everyone, please save us. They answered, they said, V'hoya b'seis Hashem lono es ha'oretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us this land, v'asinu imoch chesed ve'emes, we will do to you chesed and emes, chesed and truth. So the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon asks, she asked for chesed and they said, we will give you chesed and emes. What does this mean? She says, if someone does you a favor, now you owe him a favor in return. You do him a favor in return, you have not repaid him. No, you're short. Why? Because he did a favor for you, he did generosity to you when he owed you nothing. You are returning generosity to him, but you owe it to him. In other words, you're merely paying a debt. Your chesed was merely paying a debt, while his chesed was the real chesed. He gave you something, he did something from you when he didn't owe you a debt. Therefore, when people say, I owe you one, that's not correct. You owe him two. Someone comes and does a chesed for you, and he owed you nothing. If you want to be square, if you want to be even, you got to do two chesedim back to him. One you have to do, the payment of the debt. Now you owe him nothing, but you haven't done chesed to him then. Now you have to do the chesed chinom. I don't owe you anything, but I want to do you a favor. Then you're even. This is what the Vilna Gaon said. So that's what the spy said to her. You owed us nothing. You don't even know us. Yet you saved our lives and you risked your own life. So for us to save your family, that's not chesed. You did to us a chesed gomor. You did to us an ultimate goodness. For us to come now and save your family, that's not the ultimate goodness. That's simple menschlichkeit. So we're going to have to do, that's emes, they said. So we're going to have to do more. We're going to have to do chesed v'emes. Not only save your family, but we're going to have to do more than that in order to make up what you did to us. This is what we are speaking about. Now, this was the quality that Avraham recognized in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham had no teacher. Because I'll say, so how did he learn? Yistakel bibira, umakir es balabira. He looked at the whole world, and with his enormous wisdom, from there he understood the creator of the world. You know, sometimes you see the blueprint, and from there you can create a building. Someone who's very wise, though, can look at the building and from there create the blueprint. From there he could see what the creator was like. And from there, from looking at the entire creation, he saw unending chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One looks at the creation. He looks at the moon and the sun and the stars. Endless, endless galaxies, billions upon billions upon billions of galaxies of stars, each one having billions upon billions, and all created for the purpose of man. And he looked at the endless water and the earth and the trees and all of the animals, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them all of the time. And he saw an unending chesed. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting from this in return? So he saw chesed at its best. And from here, he developed it in himself. This is why he was known as the pillar of chesed. Now, when someone has this quality, it's not that he wants to rectify a situation. He sees someone who needs help, so he goes and helps him. But even when he sees no one that needs help, he has so much goodness in himself that he needs to share it with someone. It's like a person, a woman who doesn't have a child, and she has an enormous desire to have a child, to lavish love on the child. If there's a child, so you have to take care of him. There's no child, but you have to create a child in order to take care. This is the chesed. And therefore, Avraham was not only when there was a need, when there were orchim, travelers, he came to take care of them. But if there were no travelers, he became very frustrated and became very upset. V'hoyer mitztayer. But Kodesh Baruch Hu saw he had to bring travelers. This was the chesed of Avraham. And Eliezer knew this. And he knew. Avraham taught this to Yitzchok, so he knew a wife for Yitzchok is going to have to be this type. So therefore he gave Rivka two tests. He said, firstly, I'll ask her if she'll give me water. And if she says yes, good, she passed the first test. But that's not chesed gomor. It's not the ultimate of chesed. Someone asks you, so it's only menschlichkeit to do. In other words, you're fulfilling the person's request. So it's not chesed gomor. Then if she'll say on her own, she say, Adonai, you drink. V'gam gemalecha eshov, and I will also bring for all of your camels, and then he never asked her for. Oh, then I know that she has the ultimate goodness, and it's a chakto, she is the one for my master Yitzchok. So this is why he tested her in both. Now, The Maral goes one step further. He says, this power, this is a power which does not come, it's not an earthly power. This is giving at its best. This is a spiritual power. Because if we examine the earth, the physical world cannot give. It's always only a recipient. It might give back what you put into it. But if you put nothing into it, it cannot give. And here we're talking about giving at its highest level. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, Rashi brings in Chumash, he created him min ha'elyonim min ha'tachtonim, from the higher worlds and from the lower worlds. This is not a power that comes from the lower worlds. This is a power that comes from the higher worlds. The spirit is able to give. But the earthliness in man can only receive. Therefore, a person can come to this height of chesed. The fact is, this is the highest level which a man can attain using his physical body and his physical actions or his material assets, the mitzvah of chesed. A person can only come to this level only if he can rise above and elevate himself above his earthly level. And the Maral says this is what is meant when it states Le Amoretz Chosid, that an ignoramus cannot be Chosid, he cannot come to the level of Chesed, because he's too attached to the earth, and the earth only takes, not gives, certainly not in this level. We ask, what does this have to do with Jesus? Jesus is exactly the same. We have what is called Zrizus and Atzlus. Zrizus is the power of motivation, and Atzlus is sluggishness, that the person wants not to be motivated. He is demotivated. Now, the demotivation, the sluggishness, that comes from the earthliness in the person, the tachtonim, because the physical world has no motivation in it. It's not self-motivating. It moves if something moves it. There's a principle in the whole physical world of cause and effect. If there will be a cause, there will be an effect. If you move it, it will move. If not, it will not move. It is the nefesh achayo, the living breath and soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in the person from above, that is kula chayim, that is alive. There's movement and motivation. The proof of this is because when the spirit of the life and the soul leaves the body is known as daimen. It is totally still and silent and will never move. If you ever want to know if somebody is alive or dead, they try to move him. If there's no movement, that's not a good sign. If he moves, there's life. So movement comes from the higher worlds. He blew in living life into the person from above. And that moves the earthliness of the person. But the earthliness in itself is totally demotivated, has no movement. Therefore, this is what Atzlus comes from, and this is what Zrizus comes from. Now, there's a constant struggle between man. Because the nefesh says go, wants to move. And the body wants anocha. The body wants rest. It's always mevakesh anocha. So from one aspect, the body says, take it easy. And the spirit says, move. This is the constant struggle. And Yehuda ben Tamar said, is gaber ki ari. You must overcome this with the strength of the lion. Rotz ki tzvi. You must run with the speed of a deer. Kal ki nesher. With the lightness of the eagle that flies higher, defies gravity. And as ki nomer. The aggressiveness of the leopard. Lasa is retaining Shalavinu Shabashamayim to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Rishus. So Rishus also comes only if a person can rise above his earthliness. And therefore we will find Chesed and Rishus together. And that was by Abraham, and that was by Rivka. And then finally, in here lies the secret of Torah also. The Torah and Harbotzer's Torah. Because what we're speaking about till now was in regards to the physical man. Torah is not done with the physical body. Torah is done with the seichel, the mentality. But for a person to come to the level of Torah, there also, Torah is not from this world, it's from another world. He has to be able to rise above his earthliness to attach himself to Torah. And since Torah is from another world and not from the physical world, there can be no limitations, no gvulim. Because limitations have to do with the physical world. That's why if someone learns Torah but he does not teach it to others, this is not a Torah in its totality. It must spread in all directions. And this was Avraham Avinu. In fact, this is the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, Perek Lulav Arava, that the Gemara says, Pia posva chokhma v'soras chesed al lishino. Her mouth opens up with wisdom, and there's the Torah of Chesed on her tongue. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, a Torah of Chesed? Is there a Torah of Chesed and a Torah not of Chesed? So the Gemara says, yes. Zu Torah lelamdo, zu Torah shalei lelamdo. When someone learns Torah, to teach that Torah, that's a Torah's Chesed. If someone learns Torah to keep it to himself, that's a Torah she'enach shel Chesed. So therefore we find by Avraham these three attributes. This is the Amud HaChesed of this ultimate goodness in giving, of Zrizus, this great enthusiasm and power in fulfilling the mitzvahs of Hashem, and in his unending learning and teaching of Torah. And Eliezer was looking for some of these qualities in Rivka.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.